USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least one person has been killed in a powerful earthquake that shook southwest Mexico late Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.1 magnitude quake was centered about 8 miles from the resort town of Acapulco. Reuters reporting that rockfalls and landslides were also seen in the state of Guerrero, where Acapulco is located. There are also phone and power outages in that state. Buildings in Mexico City reportedly shook, and more than a million people have lost power in the capital city, more than 230 miles away from the epicenter. And the Department of Agriculture announced a new grant program Tuesday to provide assistance to farmers and food workers affected by the pandemic. The $700 million program will have its funds divided up among state agencies, Native American tribes, and nonprofits. The agency says the funds can be used by workers who had to buy their own PPE, had to take leave after contracting COVID, or had to pay for child care. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The United States has passed 40 million COVID cases since the beginning of the pandemic last year, with experts worried that more spikes are on the way. Dr. Shikha Jain says that we're seeing higher case numbers now than a year ago, even with more than half of the population fully vaccinated. The assistant professor of medicine at the University of Illinois Chicago tells CBS News that a combination of loosened mitigation measures and a more contagious variant have led to the rise of infections.
The mitigation steps aren't in place. We have new, much more contagious variants that are spreading much faster. And we're seeing now kids getting impacted as well, which we weren't seeing kids impacted as much last year. We had most kids at home doing virtual learning. Now we have schools back in session. We have people who are not vaccinated and who are vaccinated who are out socializing, living life, with a much more contagious variant that's spreading, and the unvaccinated population especially is at high risk. And so we're seeing those people who are not vaccinated get the virus and get very ill and then get sick and transmit it to other people.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas's Attorney General is defending his state's controversial new abortion law as lawsuits over the measure work their way through the courts. Lance Pry has more.
The Supreme Court has ruled a Texas heartbeat law, which prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, can go forward as it is litigated. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over the weekend on Newsmax says there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure.
Well, look, in 1972, the left was able to just create a new constitutional right, supposedly. They were very bold in doing that. There was no precedent, as you earlier said, and we've been in sort of chaos ever since. Before that, the states had the ability to regulate this. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government or the Supreme Court right now the ability to take that away from the states. This should be a state decision. I don't know why that's controversial, but that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's been until 1972. And if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, they can do it. If Texas wants to ban abortions, they should be able to do it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the father of pop star Britney Spears has filed a motion to end the court conservatorship that has controlled Spears' life and money for the last 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the motion in Los Angeles Superior Court, which will be heard at a hearing later this month. The singer has been under a conservatorship since 2008 after Spears went through very public mental health struggles. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.